Kia ora, this program is brought to you by Wellington Access Radio. Wellington Access Radio, make your voice heard.
August, Portugal Air, G Capital Irish. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Capital Irish on Wellington Access Radio 106.1 FM. My name is Marion Grealis, and I'm going to be with you for the next half hour with today's Capital Irish show. We'll start our show today with a wee check-in on events with an Irish flavour that have been happening or are due to happen around Wellington and New Zealand. These past 2 weeks, the Culture Club has been running at the Hub in Kilburnie here in Wellington. Now, Culture Club is a school holiday programme where Páistí na Tamariki, aged 6 to 12, can spend their mornings on activities like Gaelic games, Irish dance and music, some storytelling, a little bit of Irish language, and of course some art with an Irish flavour as well. Now, I had a look at the Facebook page of the Embassy of Ireland in New Zealand, and it looks like they've been having a fine old time of it this past week. And it reminded me a little bit of my own school days, which were a little bit of time ago now, particularly the Irish dancing and playing the tin whistle. I have fond memories of everyone lining their shoes up on, I think it was a Thursday after lunch. You had to bring in 50p for the Irish dancing teacher who used to... I think the older classes, when you got older, the dancing teacher had a cassette player with the music. But at the junior level, the dancing teacher in Lewisburg and County Mayo anyway, used to just sort of sing the music like lang 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 lang, and off you went dancing to that. And it did us no harm. Although I would say I never made it as an Irish dancer, so maybe it could have been better. So that's what they've been up to out in Kilburnie. And I think I don't see whether they'll be doing a similar program in July, but I would imagine if there's enough interest and if this event, which it seems to be, has been a success, that might well be the case. So if you have children between the ages of 6 and 12, or grandchildren, or nieces and nephews, or neighbours' children that you think might enjoy a week-long program of Irish culture, keep an eye out on the news and events page of the Embassy website, as well as their Facebook page, or I would imagine you can get in touch with them to say, hey, I'd be interested in this, and no doubt they'll be keen to hear your feedback. In terms of upcoming events, there's a few bits and pieces to look forward to, which is nice to see after all the events being postponed and cancelled since we've had our Omicron outbreak of COVID-19 here in New Zealand. So it's good to see events coming back online again. First of all, there is the production of the Brian Friel play Translations, and that is happening across the road as I sit here in Wellington Access Radio Studios, across the road in the Griffin Theatre on Gusney Street, and that is from the 4th to the 14th of May. Now, regular listeners, you might recall from one of our shows that went out around Christmas when Ambassador Peter Ryan dropped in, you might recall that this play is also the subject of a special project by the Embassy of Ireland in New Zealand, where they're basically going to translate the play into Te Reo Māori. And of course, the theme of the play is of having, the local place names replaced via colonisation. And as you can imagine, that's a theme that is, of course, that the Irish have in common with the Māori. That is an experience that both parties have had. Now, the production that's coming this coming week in the Griffin Theatre, I assume, is an English language version. I couldn't find any references to the Te Reo. So that is something that you might be interested in. If so, you can go to iTicket, that's the letter I, ticket.co.nz, have a search on that website for translations. If you want to get tickets, I'll add a link to that page, that ticket page, to the Capital Irish Facebook post for this show as well. So you'll find it there too. Other events then, we've got on the 7th of May, that's this Saturday coming up, if you're listening live on Wellington Access Radio on a Sunday at noon. The Wellington Hutt Valley Gaelic Football and Hurling Association have organised the Darkness into Light Walk, or a Sunrise Walk. So that is in support of people affected by suicide and self-harm. And you can support either by joining the walk, registering, or just by donation. So again, I'll add a link to the Capital Irish Facebook page, but you can also find by going to darknessintolight.ie. And if you do a search there for Wellington, you'll find the details of this Wellington walk that's happening on Saturday the 7th. So it will start from Odlands Plaza here on the waterfront at 5:30 a.m. on Saturday, and that will go to Rosneath Park and back, total of 5 kilometres. And of course, you know, you can take part, you can register and do that, or you can just donate. Funds will be going to Pieta House and other organisations supporting, as I said, people affected by suicide and by self-harm. Also on the events calendar is a quiz night, and that's happening at the Hutt Valley Irish Society on Saturday the 7th of May. That quiz starts at 7 p.m. In the evening. And that means, of course, that you've got lots of time to do some studying between now and then, so that you can get top marks in the quiz. And I would assume, seeing it seems to be a monthly event, that on the last Sunday in May, there will be the usual potluck dinner where you can bring along some food to share and get to try out some of the tasty dishes that others have brought along. And that brings us to, I guess, the end of our events roundup. So it means, I think, that we must be due to hear some music. Today's music selection, I've sort of thought about having some downbeat kind of music here to give you, our listeners on Capital Irish, a relaxing Sunday afternoon. We're going to start off with Aoife Scott singing The Hills of South Armagh.
Crowded streets of Brooklyn seem a long way from my home. People rushing onwards, going to and coming from. You bid them time of day and they look the other way. And so you end up just like them and talk to no one. Where the grass is fresh and green, where the air is pure and clean, where the gentle rivers kiss the mountain streams. Although I've traveled far, the hills of South Armagh are the hills I'm roaming nightly in my dreams. The view from my apartment is a turquoise alleyway. My children speak in accents not like mine. My old man's working 2 jobs. We don't see him much these days. Oh, we'd be happy if we only had the time. Where the grass is fresh and green, where the air is pure and clean, where the gentle rivers kiss the mountain streams. Although I've traveled far, the hills of South Armagh are the hills I'm roaming nightly in my dreams. occupied by strangers now. And the work keeps getting scarcer every day. Oh, it's a hard life when you're forced from home to leave the ones you love. Oh, it's a hard life when you're forced to live this way. Where the grass is fresh and green, where the air is pure and clean, where the gentle rivers kiss the mountain streams. Although I've traveled far, the hills of South Arma are the hills I'm roaming nightly in my dreams.
Sorry, if you sing it, please sing along. Here we go.
Where the grass is fresh and green, where the air is pure and clean, where the gentle rivers kiss the mountain streams. Although I've traveled far, the hills of South Arma are the hills I'm roaming nightly in my dreams.
That was Aoife Scott there with the hills of South Arma, and the eagle-eared, if that's a thing, among you, might have recognised a familiar voice joining Aoife there, or indeed recognised in Aoife's voice something that sounded familiar. Aoife is the daughter of Francis Black and niece, of course, to Mary Black. Now, that song was released on YouTube to celebrate Mother's Day last year, so it was really lovely to see mother and daughter sharing the stage there. Aoife is touring this year, and from the looks of her schedule, she'll be pretty busy. She's playing Doolin very soon on the 10th of May, I think, and then off to the US in August, followed by the UK and Europe in September. I just really enjoyed that piece, so I'm going to put another track on from Aoife. This one is called Time Well Spent, and she sings here with Matt McGinn.
And me at the water's edge, and hours could pass with nothing on our minds. Promises made, oaths set in stone, skimming stones as the sun goes down. And the world relents, time with you is time well spent.
You in a distant sky, with nothing on our minds. Talk it out, try as we might, we put the world right.
As the sun goes down, and the something, a memory I can hold on to.
that I'll never lose. Nothing lasts forever, but it won't have to. It only has to live in me, be a part of me, like you and me at the water's edge, waiting, watching the sun go down
as the
was Aoife Scott and Matt McGinn there with Time Well Spent. You're listening to Capital Irish on Wellington Access Radio 106.1 FM. Today's theme for our music is a little bit drifty, a little bit snoozy, a relaxing Sunday afternoon mood. And next up, we're going to listen to the Niall McCabe Band with Reload.
Wasn't thinking about you, you weren't thinking about me. Someone asked me how I was, and I had to stop and see. They must have seen it in my eyes. They offered up within the skies. That's how you were, and I replied that I hadn't seen you since I can't remember. Was it in September? December. Baby, I don't know. I thought I wiped my mind clean, but it is so much protein scarring up a phone screen. And now I gotta go. Just relax. You know I still recall the enthraller when you call. The world of what I don't know. And so I feel the pain and I'm afraid. See, I can't remember. Was it in September? It could have been December. But baby, I don't know. I tried to wipe my mind clean, but it ain't too much protein staring at my phone screen. And now I gotta go. See, I can't remember. Was it in September? It could have been December. But baby, I don't know.
But baby, I don't know. Try to wipe my mind clean. I've been staring at my own screen. And now I gotta go.
You're listening to Capital Irish on Wellington Access Radio 106.1 FM, and today's music selection, in case you haven't noticed, is made up from some songs from home that are a little bit more downbeat, and I hope you're finding it relaxing. We will continue with our theme now, and this next song is from Paddy Casey, and it's Sweet Suburban Sky.
Sweet suburban sky, I'm gonna miss you if you burn out. We'll curse you when it's our turn. So come now, wash your face. Well, the water full of grace, yeah, 'cause only time will tell when you'll be willing to sell your body for one precious taste, and all's left to waste. My sweet suburban sky, will doctor feels the pain? Will that cause a sick name rain? Yeah, but you continue to compromise. Well, there won't be no alibis. There's no water to wash the burning sun from your eyes. A sweet suburban sky. So when you finally taste all of the waste and the sign of the time, but you won't even call it a crime. Well, they're coming round again. Maybe you'll be gone by then. But they won't thank our generation. Well, for the ignorant incarnation, it's when there's nowhere left to hide. Maybe then they'll call it genocide. My sweet suburban sky, I'm gonna miss you if you burn, Lord. I'ma curse you when it's our turn. So come now, wash your face. Water full of grace, yeah, 'cause only time will tell when you'll be willing to sell. When your body for one precious taste, and all's left to waste. A sweet suburban sky.
That was Paddy Casey there with Sweet Suburban Sky. And that's about all we have time for on today's Capital Irish show. Thank you once again for listening in, and hope you can make it back to us again next week. We'll finish up now with Damien Rice and Lisa Hannigan singing Volcano. Slánga fóill.
Yeah. flight down. You hurt your knees and I, well, I kissed your mouth and back. But that's all I need. Don't be.
You've been listening to Capital Irish on Wellington Access Radio 106.1 FM thanks to the generosity of our sponsors. We couldn't be here without them. Our sponsors are Wellington Irish Trust, Susie and Peter McGuinness, and the Hutt Valley Irish Society. A very big thank you from all of us on the Capital Irish team.
That program was brought to you by Wellington Access Radio. Get your voice heard.
Thanks New Zealand On Air for funding accessmedia.nz.